Upstate New York's cities take in around 90% of all refugees coming to the state. All this week, the Innovation Trail has been taking a look at how that diverse population has weaved its way into the region's changing economy. While refugees are often driven to be entrepreneurs, the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports they also face unique obstacles.
Jai Subedi holds court at his Asian grocery store on Syracuse's north side. He's behind the counter. He's giving advice to people who pop in. He even stops during our interview to help unload a shipment. He opened the store earlier this year with a special goal.
Let's make this one as a home. You don't have to buy to come to my store. Just come, stay, hang around, talk, because a lot of people come here and they just chat, they talk. And I like that one.
Subedi came to Syracuse 5 years ago as a Bhutanese refugee living in Nepal. A growing population of Bhutanese and Burmese means Subedi's Asian market isn't the only one in the neighborhood, but he doesn't mind the competition.
It's a freedom, you know, it's a freedom, and they can enjoy the entrepreneur life. They can open it because it's good for the country. It's good for the community because they can pay taxes, the economic growth will be raised, people will get jobs. So in business-wise, in economics, prospect is great.
Like everyone else looking to start their own business, refugees have to navigate complex U.S. bureaucracy.
Everything has to be within the FDA rules and regulation, USDA rules and regulation.
Subedi says that wasn't the case for the small store his father ran in the refugee camp. Refugees don't usually have savings accounts or credit scores, so getting a loan is tough. They often lean on friends and family to lend them startup money.
Hi, my name is Muhyiddin. I am the owner of an African international restaurant.
A few blocks away from Subedi's grocery store is the restaurant Muhyiddin Mohammed started. Language remains a big hurdle, and as Mohammed says, that makes all the usual challenges that much harder.
Yes, we try to get money, but that is what I'm talking now. You know, if you don't know how to speak English well, you know, every door is closed for you. You can't open it. But if you know how to talk well, you can open every door, you get help.
I first met Mohammed over the summer and was in and out of his restaurant a few times. While friends and other Africans would pass through, the kitchen never seemed to be very busy. The restaurant along the north side's main business corridor is still there, but Mohammed no longer owns it. When we spoke in the summer, he seemed wary of this possibility, but optimistic.
Nobody knows the future, what is going on. But I'm dreaming to go up, and we try what we can do it.
Unfortunately, I have noticed with my own eyes businesses opening and closing within the same storefront, you know, multiple times and probably multiple owners.
Frank Zatera is a small business advisor working on the north side. He says refugees he works with want to create the life they envisioned for themselves. It just doesn't always work out.
Now, whether they succeed or not is, you know, due to a lot of other factors besides their actual willingness and passion and desire to do so.
Satara and others are working to provide them with more support.
Our home garden is beautiful. Thank you for your listen.
Fesaha Kasey is practicing a pitch as part of a new business startup program called Upstart. It was created by the Northside Urban Partnership, a community business development group. Kasey arrived in the U.S. from Ethiopia a quarter century ago. He earned an associate's degree and then worked for 17 years making surgical needles. But then his job was outsourced, so he's decided it's time to pursue his passion, earth management. He has modest expectations, just to put bread on the table for his daughters. And like Mohammed, he knows language will be an issue.
Most of the time is, you know, they see you the first time you have accent, you know, foreigner, you know, that is a little bit. But when they know you, they trust in you, they like you.
There's one other challenge Kasey foresees in running a landscaping business here, all the snow. He doesn't seem too worried about it, though. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.